You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Back for the final week of the month of July, and it's a hot one. Great to have you aboard. It is the Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on KGYM. Scott Unash with you here in our studios. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes will join me coming up here in just a moment or two from the southwest side. Good show for you. Plenty to discuss. Contract extensions in Iowa City. And hold on, conference realignment time. It is back, as we will talk about that, as it is now all but official. It is official. We just know that Oklahoma and Texas are leaving the Big 12. They are going to the SEC. You now have a super conference, the first 16-team super conference. Oklahoma and Texas, we'll see. We'll see how it goes down in SEC country. But lots to get to on the program today, and a look at the weekend that was in the world of sports, highlighted by the start of the Olympics. We'll have an Olympic update for you coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. That is our text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Thank you for joining us today. We do very much appreciate it. And starting today, as a matter of fact, but first, before we get to that, let me bring on Mark Dukes here on the Monday edition of the show. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I know where you were going, and I'm excited to be a part of this ticket giveaway to the State Fair concerts.
In fact, you are so excited to be a part of the ticket giveaway that we're going to have to reset the computer once again, Mark, because you're sounding like a combination of which Star Wars characters, Ben? Darth Vader and Chewbacca together? Yeah, so Ben's right here. He's on it. We're going to start it. We'll get Mark back on the line here. But as we mentioned, we have a great contest that we're going to start, not only ourselves here on the Gym Class, but also with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And that will be, of course, from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. It's called Last Pair Standing.
They're still worth seeing, I can tell you that.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Timeless music, as they say, Mark. It's timeless out there. So we've got that on our program as well as the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. So tune in the next couple of weeks right here on KGYM. Tonight we've got Twins baseball for you, as that will be at 6:30 tonight, 107.5 FM, the Gym OT, as the Twins in action. And was it Detroit tonight, Mark? Is that the case?
That is correct.
All right. You lost Nelson Cruz. Well, you didn't lose him, but you traded Nelson Cruz. Is that the first of the dominoes to fall as far as the Twins are concerned in the trade deadline week?
Well, I fear it may be. Byron Buxton over the weekend turned down an incredibly stupid offer by the Twins, 7 years, $73 million. The chances of him being traded, I think, accelerated. I don't understand why the Twins would want to trade Jose Barrios, but that name has been floated. Michael Pineda, who's supposed to go tonight against the Tigers, his name has also come up. Max Kepler with the Yankees in that short porch in right field. We'll see. It's going to be an interesting week, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is going to be an interesting week. And hope to talk about that coming up later on this week as the baseball trade deadline nears. 319-366-1600. Let's just start off with this because it is the local topic of the day. By the way, now there are, and this is the way it always works in the summer, Mark. There are days, you can go weeks, days, like you're in the desert oasis, and you think you see a sports story, you don't see a sports story, and then all of a sudden they all come at once. Well, now, on top of everything else going on today, now there are starting to be reports out there that the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers are closing in on a possible deal to keep Rodgers in Green Bay. Surprise, surprise. But it's not been finalized
yet. It's been a song and dance with Rodgers for a while. And while I think he's been serious about the front office, I expected him back in Green Bay. The caveat right now, as I read it, is that Rodgers wants the Packers to trade to get Randall Cobb back. So whether that's a big piece of the deal, we'll see.
Yeah, that remains to be seen. Of course, close to home, contract extension day down in Iowa City. It's like Oprah giving out cars. You get an extension. You get an extension. You get an extension. Most everybody that's a coach in Iowa City with a contract extension today, for the most part.
9 head coaches, including Fran McCaffrey, Lisa Bluter, Tom Brands, Rick Heller. Most of these extensions are through 2024 or 2026. 26 in the case of Heller and Bluter. Fran McCaffrey and Tom Brands get extensions through 2028. I think Kirk Ferentz just got extended. Tyler Stith had a great season in men's golf. I don't know what his status is, but nevertheless, 9 head coaches and several assistants getting contract extensions today.
Yeah, and well-deserved in a lot of cases. So congratulations to all those folks. And yeah, everybody moving toward that. And I just hope – I don't know what the landscape of the NCAA is going to look like in 2028, though, to be honest with you, Mark. Not only for football, but I think conference-wise and all the sports. And that has to deal with the news coming out today, albeit official, all but official. The only thing really to remain decided, I think, is the timetable on this. But it didn't take long, did it? Oklahoma and Texas are going to exit stage right as far as the Big 12 is concerned. When that is going to take place, 2025 has been talked about because that is the end of the television contract and other contracts that are going on. There is a expensive buyout that Oklahoma and Texas could take advantage of if they want it out of the Big 12. And to be honest with you, I cannot fathom why you want to stay somewhere that you obviously don't want to be for 4 years, but it is a lot of money. I think we're talking $56, $60 million in that vicinity. But there are people in the great state of Texas and that are Oklahoma backers, Mark, you don't have to look very far, and they could probably take care of that cash sum and then just get out as quickly as you can. If you don't want to be here, get out and go to the SEC and get ready to be pounded on by Alabama and others for a while.
Yeah, I think the buyout is $76 million for each school. And, yeah, there's folks in Oklahoma and Texas that probably can cover that. You just hope you don't have to buy out any coaching contracts during that time. But the Big 12 issued a statement as well, Bob Boolsby, saying we're going to spend the next 4 years exploring our options, evaluating the landscape. Bob, don't wait too long. You'll get run over. You better be making moves and thinking about things right now. And I'm sure he is. And Iowa State is going to be in conversations because right now it's down to 8 teams in the Big 12. Kansas been rumored to go to the Big 10. That would take it to 7 if Iowa State. I mean, this is the extinction of the Big 12 as we know it at this point. Will the Big 12 reach out to the AAC and try to pluck some of those teams and make it a viable conference? Will it reach out to the Pac-12 and vice versa? I mean, right now it'd be a 20-team league in that type of venture. So as we said last week, tip of the iceberg, but don't wait too long. You're going to get run over.
Want to talk about it, want to hear from you out there, especially if you're a Cyclone fan. 319-366-1600. Not your first rodeo as far as conference realignment is concerned, but this is conference realignment on steroids here right now, because now you're looking at the two bell cows. There is no doubt about this. As far as the Big 12 is concerned, they are gone. And do you want them gone now? Do you want them to be gone in 2025? You can talk about that and comment on that if you'd like. But this, with Oklahoma and Texas, the Big 12 is going to be fine. go out, get West Virginia, go out, get TCU. Okay, we're good. Oklahoma and Texas are still here. Everything's fine. Now it's not that way. And do you go out and get the AAC schools? Do you court them? Do you go get a Boise? It is still not going to be Oklahoma and Texas. And it's not a slight toward Oklahoma State. It's certainly not a slight to Iowa State out there. But you take a look at the teams that are left, I guess, for lack of a better expression, as far as the Big 12 is concerned. And, you know, you don't have an Oklahoma. You don't have a Texas. You don't have a bell cow right now. Kansas is probably it because they are Kansas in basketball. And I know there were a lot of Iowa State people riled up over the weekend that, oh, my gosh, Iowa State's viable now in football, and you go running. Well, there have been a lot of schools that have been good in football to challenge Oklahoma over the years. Oklahoma State did. West Virginia did. When Baylor was, you know, in their renegade stage with everything going on and looking the other way, they were just as good. So it's not because Iowa State football is suddenly viable that these teams are leaving as far as the Big 12 is concerned. But I think Jamie Pollard's probably ending his vacation early and probably looking at it along with his Big 12 brethren, a lot of time spent in the office and on the phone and on Zoom meetings, etc., over the next couple months.
Yeah, that view by Cyclone fans, if they subscribe to what you were talking about, that Oklahoma's off running because Iowa State is a contender for the football championship, that's very short-sighted. Yes, Oklahoma has won the last five Big 12 championships, but there was a period of time before that. There was like a 7 or 8 period that the Sooners won once. So it's not like Oklahoma has never had a contender for the football championship. That again, that's a short-sighted viewpoint in my mind.
319-366-1600. That is a text line. It is also our phone line. And Jim from Riverside joining us here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class at 322. Jim, how are you?
Good. I'm probably about the same vintage as Mark. I saw his tweet yesterday with the batting averages from the 70s out of the newspaper. So,
yes.
Love Mickey that. Rivers is, I'm the one who said Mickey Rivers is my favorite player, but this stuff, this expansion is, it just turns me off. And I don't know. I could see if this thing dominoes falls, Kirk Ferentz going, you know what? I'm 66. I don't have to deal with this stuff anymore. So I could see maybe that pushes him out the door in 2 or 3 years a little quicker than, he always said 70 anyway, but I don't know. This just makes my stomach, I just want to hurl. It's all just terrible. Just make them pros and move on. So that's my thoughts. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to follow Jim, you can also reach us out on the text line at 319-366-1600. But more questions out there, and you don't want to jump and do something that you are going to regret sooner than later. I think you got to step back a little bit and take a look at this if you're the Big 12, and what is the best way to go about this. I think you got one of two choices here, Mark, and see if you agree or come up with a different viewpoint. I think number one, you're the Big 12, okay. Got 8. We go out and find the best 2 that are going to fit as far as our philosophies, our footprint, whatever. There have been schools rumored out there, Houston, Cincinnati, BYU, Boise State, people like that. It's the same folks that were around when this all happened the last time. Hasn't changed a whole lot. You can do that. Well, actually, three things. That's number one. Number two, you call the AAC and say, hey, you want to build up a pretty good conference. It's not going to be the top conference as far as the country is concerned, but it's going to be, it's going to be relevant. You're going to have good schools in there. You're just not going to have that. You're not going to have that Texas. And maybe that's a good thing because you don't have to deal with Texas. You don't have to deal with the Longhorn Network. You don't have to deal with all that. That's number two. Or number three, you get a hold of the Pac-12 and say, hey, we got eight schools here for the Pac-12, what would it be, Pac-12 East. No, we can't see an ocean from here, but we do have Lake Sailorville and Panorama.
Yeah, Jim, I love those major league averages in the Sunday paper. You betcha. You know what? Yeah, the conferences need to look at what their next moves are, but I think more so, each institution has to look out for what's best for it. I think Iowa State, I mean, Oklahoma and Texas didn't care what the Big 12 thought. And not that Iowa State should abandon the Big 12 and what its thoughts are going forward in terms of expansion or additions. I think individual schools need to look out for themselves because not everybody's interests are the same. Need to get to our poll question today because it relates to this subject. KGYMRadio.com. It's brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Thank you, as always, to Steve Anderson and his team. Are you tired of conference realignment talk yet? Yes or no? Go to KGYMRadio.com and vote. Frankly, I'm tired of other types of talk, Scott.
If you're tired of conference realignment talk, I feel bad for you because it is going to be one of the dominating themes over the next several months. And I'm with you. You got to strike while the I mean, you got to do the right thing, but you do have to strike while the iron is hot. And with that in mind, you're going to see arrangements being made. There's already talk out there and reports out there that Oklahoma and Texas have been talking with the SEC for several years. That this is not a new thing. This just didn't come up, got out of bed one day and said, you know, we can make a lot more money in the SEC. We might not, unrealistic expectations as well, Mark. That's the other thing. Oklahoma and Texas thinking they are going to go to the SEC and be big boys as far as football. And let's be honest with you, football is what's driving this. Does Oklahoma know they'll probably have to play the Alabamas, the LSUs, and the Auburns a ton? Probably every year. And then your crossover, you just get Georgia and Florida. And, you know, that's a bowl game just about every week. And Texas hasn't exactly been rolling people over as far as college football is concerned over the past handful of years. Going through coaches, left and right.
Well, I'd almost guarantee you that Alabama and Auburn and Georgia and Florida and others in the SEC are not necessarily shaking their boots over Oklahoma and Texas coming into the league. Yeah, it's two very good programs, Oklahoma in particular. Again, Texas hasn't won a Big 12 title in over a decade, but they are high-brand, high-quality programs. But the SEC sees this week in and week out. So I don't think it's going to shake many SEC teams that these two teams or two schools are going to enter the league. A lot of texts on the text line, 319-366-1600, 1960. Hey, let's pull an SEC on the SEC and get Kentucky and Missouri to join the Big Ten.
Missouri, it's been talked about, not happy. They're not as unhappy as Texas A&M is. Texas A&M, you know, they left the Big 12 because of Texas. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know that. Everybody knows that. But now they got him back. And they don't want him to be there. They've already said that. They're going to vote against it. It doesn't matter. 11 of the 14 teams in the SEC must approve Texas and Oklahoma coming in. Right now, it sounds like only Texas A&M for sure, and there are reports that Missouri is also not very happy with this new arrangement. But when they see the dollar signs that are going to be coming in, I have a feeling Missouri is going to be just fine. Mizzou will be okay with that. I don't see Kentucky or Missouri leaving. Some of the other texts, Mark, and we'll get to this, 0978. Yes, we have heard that Kansas and Iowa State to the Big Ten. That was another rumor over the weekend, but we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. 92-84. Also a question, how do you think Iowa fans would feel about Iowa State joining the Big Ten? Would they welcome it or not want them? Like how A&M feels about Texas and the SEC. No more Big Ten jokes about from Iowa State fans. I can guarantee you that. Those ended very abruptly over the weekend.
Why wouldn't Iowa fans welcome Iowa State into the league? Tell us, 319-366-1600.
Guarantees an Iowa State football game every year.
You welcome Rutgers and Maryland into the league. What's wrong with Iowa State?
I will tell. Well,
other television sets. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Television sets. There's one reason Maryland and Rutgers got into the Big Ten, and that was the Big Ten network, television sets, and money coming in. Kansas has, obviously, the Kansas City market, not a huge market, but an okay market. That's the one thing going against Iowa State right now. As far, and I don't think Iowa State, diehard Iowa State fans can even say that this is not right. Iowa State, the Des Moines market, is not one of the bigger markets in the country. It's not going to turn the heads of Kevin Warren and people as far as the Big Ten office is concerned.
No, I think television is a part of it, but a lesser part than what it was. And you already got a lot of television sets in your fingerprint in the Big Ten right now. I don't think bringing in an Iowa State would, it's not going to expand the footprint in terms of television sets a great deal, but so what? I mean, you got Mississippi State in the SEC. How many television sets are there, you know? But why wouldn't Iowa fans welcome Iowa State in? 96-64, thinking Houston and Memphis would be great for the Big 12. Why?
I mean, it just, again, it fine schools. They have good athletics, especially Houston basketball right now. Memphis football has been very relevant as of late, but that's not a page turner. And, you know, Saturday evening, ooh, prime time. It's Memphis and Texas Tech on Saturday night. It's fine, but it's not Oklahoma and Texas. 98-42. I feel like if Jim Delaney was still in charge of the Big Ten, he would make it much more interesting. I would agree. And you, like you said, Mark, Michigan and Michigan State have done just fine through the years. And the 93-57, finally an Iowa State game would mean something. How about that?
It's not going to mean anything September 11th?
Well, it means something, but it's still a non-conference game at that point. Matt in Fairfax, why can't the Big Ten make a run at Notre Dame and Cincinnati?
One thing about the Big Ten is that they are going to go after schools that are in the Association of American Universities, the other organization known as the AAU. It's an organization of 66 members, universities in the United States and Canada. All the Big Ten teams are AAU members. Iowa State and Kansas are AAU members. What is this AAU? It's a collection of research universities, per se. It's kind of a highbrow type thing to be a member of the AAU. And in fact, Nebraska was removed from the AAU in 2011, shortly after it joined the Big Ten. And there are those who thought if Nebraska had not been a member of the AAU at that time, it would not have been admitted to the Big Ten. Right or wrong, antiquated or not, this AAU is a big deal to the administrations in the Big Ten.
Very much so. Very much so. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And keep those texts rolling in. We do appreciate it. I do need to take a break here at 3:34. We'll talk more about Oklahoma and Texas leaving the Big 12. What is Iowa State going to do? What would you like to do as a Cyclone fan? What would you like to see the Big 12 do? And we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Gym Class for a Monday, presented by the DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. We have last pair standing to give away as well. We'll do that here in just a little bit. But we'll be back with more after this.
Like Summer Fridays? Well, you're going to love Summer Mondays at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. With BetMGM's Money Monday Club, a $10 free bet will automatically be added to your account when you place a total of $50 in wagers between Monday and Sunday. That's right. You'll wake up to a $10 free bet every Monday just for betting $50 during the previous 7 days. It's easy. Simply take advantage of BetMGM's boosted odds specials, unique parlay offers, daily promotions, and live betting action. When your wager total reaches $50, you're guaranteed to receive a $10 free bet to use any way you'd like. Download the BetMGM app or visit BetMGM.com to sign up and learn more about how you can be part of the Money Monday Club. Get rewarded for your bets every week at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
In a game of business, it's all about who gets in and who doesn't. Because you have important things to protect, like equipment, your building, and people's information. Level up your security with Network Computer Solutions. They're experts at keeping your data safe, and they can also keep your physical space safe. From camera systems and door access to 24-hour video surveillance, NCS will customize a system for the way you work. Network Computer Solutions, keeping your building, your equipment, and of course, your data secure. Visit ncsei.com.
On the 2020 Summer Games, sponsored by Hulu. Time to have great original shows and movies. Time to have Hulu Originals. U.S. softball has won the gold medal at all four previous Summer Games the event has been held. And we'll look to make it 5-for-5, a walk-off hit, finishing group play with a 2-1 win over Japan. The U.S. will meet the host nation again for the gold medal. Mexico and Canada, they'll play for bronze. Until day three, Katie Ledecky had only won gold in an individual Olympic swimming event, but she couldn't edge Australia's Ariane Titmus to the wall in the women's 400-meter freestyle. The U.S. star swam her second fastest time ever, but Titmus at 356.69, the event's second fastest time in history. Great Britain's Adam Peaty, now the owner of the 16 fastest times in men's 100-meter breaststroke, gold medal in the event, becoming the first British swimmer to ever defend an Olympic title. China tops the medal count through 3 days with 18, followed by the U.S. at 14 and Japan at 13. With this Summer Games update, I'm Jason Horowitz, Westwood One Sports.
How cool is this? We're flying!
I heard Only Murders in the Building was out on Hulu, and the next thing I knew, I was flying home to watch it. Why are you flying?
Gonna watch the new season of Wu-Tang and American Saga.
Woo!
Please note, Hulu Originals, while awesome and unmissable, will not make you fly. Sure, seeing new hits like Nine Perfect Strangers may make you feel like you're flying. This in no way infers magical powers of flight. That would be crazy, like not having Hulu. When you have to watch, you have to watch. Hulu subscription required. Visit Hulu.com for plan details.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard. That's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Reese's Pieces. Plus peanut butter topping and chocolatey topping mixed in world-famous DQ soft serve. Now picture yourself digging in. To express the excitement you'll feel, I'm talking in all caps. Because it's a capital E extreme treat with all the Reese's flavor you could dream of. Underline exclamation point. Try the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard and take Reese's and DQ love to a whole new level. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back with you at 3:38 here in the gym class on KGYM. 319-366-1600. A lot of texts coming in and phone calls as well, Mark. And we're going to go right now to the phones, bring in Tony from Cedar Rapids, wants to weigh in on conference realignment. Tony, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. Say... I'm an alum, and I sent a couple of kids there, so we're pretty cardinal in gold here. I look at it, there's two ways that, or two things Iowa State's got to look at. One, it's the legal aspect of it. It's my understanding that Oklahoma and Texas just gave their notice from the technical standpoint that they're not going to stick around after 2024.
Correct.
And if they do that, they don't have to pay the $76 million. They only have to pay if they bolt early. And so I think it's in Iowa State's best interest. You keep the Big 12 going. You know, it's awkward. It's like your wife saying, I'm going to divorce you in 3 years, but let's live together till the kids are out of the house.
True.
But I think if Oklahoma and Texas want to leave, you make them pay. And that means you got to keep the Big 12 going, even relatively viable, because their argument would be, hey, there's no Big 12 anymore. We don't have to pay anybody. The whole thing's gone. The second point is, I think you look at it from the athletic standpoint, is I think they would fit along with Kansas in the Big 10. But, you know, being an old Big 8er and a Big 12 person, you kind of like the heartland feel. I think you fill up the conference with what you can get. You add Houston so you can let them recruit like crazy to bug Texas and Texas A&M. You know, Texas kept Houston out by, and then poached Tom Hermanson from their successful program. You know, you add Houston, you add Cincinnati, you know, yeah, we're not Oklahoma. We don't get to see Oklahoma and Texas come into town, but we don't get to see Nebraska and Missouri come into town like we used to either.
Right.
You hang in there. You know, if a better offer comes along, and it looks like the Big 12 is going to dissolve in 2024. Yeah, you move to the Big 10. Pac-12 seems like an awful long way to travel. And remember, you'd have to pay if you jump early. So I think you keep them, you keep the Big 12, you reconstitute it, you raise the program profile. You know, maybe Iowa State and Okie State become powerhouses. Okie State was on the radar not too long ago. K-State was really good, you know.
Yeah,
West
Virginia.
Kansas went to the Orange Bowl.
West Virginia's been good.
Yeah, so I think the main thing is, whatever happens, you make Texas and Oklahoma fork over the dough to the Big 12 and the schools that remain, because, you know, they basically torpedoed, and Texas really torpedoed what was really a pretty decent going concern with their attitude. The Big 12 was pretty decent, but I've read that Nebraska and Texas A&M and Missouri got pretty tired of the way Texas was behaving, and so they bolted. You know, they torpedoed the Southwest Conference. You know, now they're torpedoing this incarnation. So especially make Texas fork over the dough.
All right. Tony, appreciate the call. Thanks.
Yep.
319-366-1600. Good to hear from Tony. Good to hear from Jim earlier on in the program today. We will get the last pair standing for you coming up in a little bit here as well. As Mark, I think Tony had some good comments right there. I think it's just going to be awkward and tough to have Oklahoma and Texas hang around for 3 years, though, isn't it?
You would think so. There's only one way for Iowa State to see Nebraska come into Ames, join the Big Ten.
Or like 8217 suggests, have Bob Bowlesby give Nebraska and Missouri a call.
Wouldn't fans in Ames, Cyclone fans everywhere, be interested in seeing Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Penn State every now and then roll in to Jack Trice Stadium? Would that be appealing or not?
If the Big Ten comes calling to Iowa State, that's awful tough to turn down, I think.
You know, that right now, when Oklahoma and Texas leave, the television revenues for the remaining members are going through the floor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Going to be considerably less.
Very much so.
So you've got to look at opportunities to at least maintain or increase those revenues.
I would agree. 319-366-1600. Been talking about Oklahoma and Texas leaving the Big 12, and your thoughts out there. Another situation there to think about, and one of the scenarios was Iowa State and the rest of the remaining Big 12 members perhaps becoming the Eastern Division of the Pac-12. Well, yes, but like you said, Mark, sacrifices are going to be made. One of those you're going to be playing 9 and 9:30 Central Time starts, especially as far as basketball is concerned.
Yep.
And I'm not sure that's going to go over real well as far as even, you know, diehard Cyclone fans as far as Eastern and Central and Western Iowa is concerned. So that's another thing to keep in mind out there. 1307 reminding us, interestingly enough, Notre Dame is not in the AAU and thus not considered for Big Ten membership. I guarantee you, 1307, if Notre Dame picked up the phone and called Kevin Warren and said, hey, we're interested, they're looking the other way.
That would be my guess as well.
Am I wrong about that? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. If Notre Dame calls anybody, Notre Dame is going to be... I mean, Notre Dame was a member of the Atlantic Coast Conference last year in the COVID season. They did not take into account that Notre Dame was not in the AAU. So there you go. Is this the start, the unofficial start? Well, we look back as July 26, 2021, the unofficial start of the Mega Super Conferences. It's been long rumored. Was this the first brick in the wall, if you will? Sorry, Pink Floyd. But is this it? 319-366-1600 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. 5664 saying, why don't I grab two teams for the Big 12? Grab four. Get as many as you can.
A lot of ideas, but very few answers right now, right?
Correct. Well, I mean, Boise State, you look at Western folks. I mean, Boise State is, and to a certain extent, BYU. I think they are the two big time, I guess, Western teams, schools, athletic programs out there. Boise State basketball was relevant for a couple years. It has fallen off. Other than football, Boise State doesn't bring an actual ton to the table. BYU, pretty good in football. It's been very good in basketball as of late on the West Coast Conference. They're a football independent right now, but they are a West Coast Conference member in all of their other sports at this point. I think Houston is probably a team that definitely the Big 12 is going to look at, and I think it's probably Cincinnati or Memphis. If you can get BYU, if you're going four, and if you can get BYU and Boise State and you can get Houston, I think it's going to come down to then between Cincinnati and Memphis on who that fourth team would be.
How much television revenue is that going to generate? If I'm Jamie Pollard, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the Big Ten.
That's your first choice, Big Ten.
That makes the most sense to me.
True. 2134 reminding us, and no one has mentioned how much of a factor that ESPN is going to be behind all of these alignments. Yeah, well, the new television deal, and when the college football playoff is, you talked a few weeks ago, Mark, on a Friday, to the consultant as far as the college football playoff and the new television contract is concerned, it's going to be astronomical. And yes, ESPN is going to be a big, big part. Would it be possible for a Big Ten, Big 12 merger? 6015 asks. Ugh. So that'd be...
No.
I don't think so. It'd be 20 teams. I don't think the Big Ten has any ambition to bring in K-State or Texas Tech or whoever.
I think 16 is the optimum number for whatever conference it may be. Now, it may grow to 20 teams if you get down to maybe four super conferences. I don't know, but for scheduling purposes, 16 makes the most sense to me.
9843 said they'd like to see Iowa State go to the Pac-12. They could compete in the sports there at 9:30 at night, though. Yeah, what 6749 asked the next big question, because there are rumors out there that the SEC is also looking at Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson, and Florida State.
uh,
Yeah, but you know what? We were kind of going, oh, look, Oklahoma and Texas think they're going to the SEC about a week ago. And, hey, I don't think you can ever say, you can never say never, never, never that's going to happen.
I don't think anything's off the table at this point. The first dominoes have fallen, and it's going to be a house of cards in some places.
The SEC and then some other schools north. How about that? Jim Delaney would not allow that to happen. I don't know about Kevin Warren. We'll see. 26-47, the Big Ten already has the entire market of Iowa. Unfortunately, Iowa State doesn't bring much to the table besides AAU and wrestling. Well, football right now. And Iowa State basketball, women's basketball has been very, very good. And in the past, Iowa State men's basketball has been very good. Some Olympic sports at Iowa State will help out. You made a pretty good point over the weekend when we talked, Mark. Kansas does not have wrestling.
Right.
And if the Big Ten is looking at Kansas, that would be the first school they bring in that does not have a wrestling program. I can't imagine Kansas adding a program just to go into the Big Ten. So that's something else to keep in mind.
Well, neither does Maryland. Well, yeah, they do, but.
Yeah. It's there in name only. In name only. Before we get to a break, 60-15, will this have any impact on the college football playoff? I think it might end up making it easier to expand to 8 teams. College football playoff is going to go to 12, 60-15. It's just a matter of when it is going to happen.
That may dovetail with when the 12-team playoffs will begin, which right now they're thinking 2025, something like that, because of when the TV contracts expire. Maybe this will all dovetail you know, to meet up with the 12-team playoffs.
We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. All right, a few more texts coming in, and we'll get to those after a break at 3:51. And during this break, we're going to have we're going to play Last Pair Standing. Here's how it works. If you missed us at the start, we're going to give caller number 6 a chance to give Ben a call at 319-366-1600. And this is the best shot of it all, because whoever is our winner is going to get a pair of tickets to see either the Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour, Styx with special guest Tesla, the Beach Boys with special guest Hanson, or Boys to Men with special guest Belle Biv DeVoe. And you're going to get them. You're going to get your choice, because you're the first winner of this. As we get down into the next 2 weeks on both our program and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, when these tickets, the 5 pair, are gone, then it's going to get a little bit more difficult for you to pick. So we're going to play our first game of Last Pair Standing. So caller 6, give us a ring right now at 319-366-1600. Then Ben will get your information. Ben will let us know who they're going to go see, and we'll pass that along to you out there so you can keep score at home. 319-366-1600. Give us a call right now. We'll take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600, and we'll let you know what show our winner picks when we come back.
We're in this together, and we will get through this together. The vaccines are tested effective and needed.
Welcome to the clinic. Which arm?
Get your COVID-19 vaccine, so we can do this and this and this.
We are now boarding flight
together again, because we got through it together.
This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Menards has what you need to keep your home safe. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde home safety products keep your family protected from emergencies. Save 11% on all Kidde home safety products at Menards. Good through July 31st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. When you twin together, you have fun together. Come see your Minnesota Twins at Target Field with your family and friends all summer long. Feel the warmth, enjoy the food, and cheer on the Twins, all from under the bright lights.
So swing and a line drive into left field and deep. Back it goes! Ball game! What a game today!
Target Field's back to full capacity. So grab your tickets at twinsbaseball.com/tickets and share your experience on Instagram. We'll see you at the game.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, it helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
We have our first winner and last pair standing. Tony from Hiawatha was our winner. He was caller number 6. Tony has picked Mark Boys to Men with special guest Belle Biv DuVoe on Sunday, August 15th at 8 o'clock. So he gets the first of the 5 pair tickets to Boys to Men coming up on that Sunday. So that leaves 5 still for the Beach Boys, Styx, and the Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour shows. And for more information, go to kgymradio.com. Tickets are on sale online at iowastatefair.org. If you would just like to go to any of the grandstand shows at the Great Iowa State Fair this year. I was telling Todd in the office, every time I see Belle Biv DuVoe, I think of Phil Hartman, the late, great Phil Hartman, doing his Ed McMahon impression on Saturday Night Live. Belle Biv DuVoe! Sorry.
Not know him if he knocked on the door.
Belle Biv DuVoe?
Or is that a woman? I don't know.
So we'll move on. 319-366-1600. About 3 minutes remaining here on the program. Another chance to play. Last pair standing with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next. Some very interesting texts here during the break. 2861. I agree with wholeheartedly. They say, what's to keep the SEC from cannibalizing the Big Ten, taking Michigan, Ohio State, or the Pac-12, USC, UCLA, or Clemson? If Michigan and Ohio State jump for SEC dollars, what happens to the Big Ten? This thing could reach way beyond Iowa State. Listen up, Hawkeye fans.
Why would Michigan and Ohio State want to do that? Well, I guess for the same reason Oklahoma and Texas left the Big 12, huh?
Very much so. And 0818, which is a very simple question. Is there a purpose for conferences? I don't think in football, really, other than the fact that you can make even more money with the conference championship game, but, you know, just throw everybody into a great big mixing bowl, pick your schedules, play who you want, let the best team win. Maybe we do go that route soon.
I actually have never thought about that, and I can't form an opinion on it right now.
7310 asking, there is no way I can see Ohio State giving up their stranglehold in the Big Ten to go be the 4th best team in the SEC.
Nope.
I wouldn't think so, but... I don't know about 4th best team, but keep in mind, you're going to get Oklahoma or Alabama. And I know Alabama may not be Alabama for a long, long time, but SEC still, I think you can make the argument, plays the best football from top to bottom of any league, especially the top, more often than not, but remains to be seen. Anyway, great discussion out there, Mark. Tomorrow, we're going to talk more about this. Tom Kakert from Hawkeye Report is going to join us, and we'll talk more about what happened last week. It seems like 8 weeks ago that Big Ten Media Days took place, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about conference realignment with Tom coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds good. Good lineup of shows the rest of the week, beginning with Tom tomorrow.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex with more on this when we return after the top of the hour, KGYM.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey.
Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But you cruise through